expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, September the 15th, 2018. And of course, we have sitting right across from Odessa and me is our wonderful Miss Bebe Diamond.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Our Urban Story on September 15th, 2018. Now, it is beautiful in Northeast today, but there are
people facing
a hurricane, but I think it's been downgraded. People in the Carolinas, just still be cautious about the potential of it regaining strength and coming your way. I think about 1 million people were ordered to evacuate, but thank God it hasn't hit hard. So we're just praying for the people who are in the path of the potential hurricane and the one that just died down. So, yes, Barbara.
Amen. That's true. And we have a lot to talk about with the Brett Kavanaugh hearings going on. You know, he's the nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States of America. He was named by our president, Donald John Trump, to be examined by the Senate and others, you know, for his qualifications to sit on this wonderful, wonderful Supreme Court of the United States of America. What are your thoughts on that, Ms. Diamond?
I have a lot to say about the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh and the Kavanaugh hearings. But before I do that, I just want to give a brief disclaimer. We were not on the air last week for those who tuned in.
Oh, that's correct.
Sorry about that. We had some technical issues. The radio station did. But we're up and running, and we're on track this week. So thank you for bearing with us and for tuning in today, this 15th day of September. My thoughts are the key focus, well, of the Kavanaugh hearings, for me anyway, has been the despicable actions on the part of the Democrats. There's really no nice or politically correct way to say this. They have just absolutely made fools of themselves. The latest example is Dianne Feinstein, who's a senior senator from the state of California, sent some secret memo or document to the FBI alleging that in high school, ladies and gentlemen, Brett Kavanaugh allegedly was inappropriate with a few girls. Now, over 50 women who went to high school with this brilliant jurist, by all measures, have debunked this latest feeble attempt to derail his confirmation to the United States Supreme Court.
And you know, we must remember that Dianne Feinstein is the one who said that even though former President Obama regularly used drugs, and that's criminal, that was a criminal use of drugs and all of that, and when he was in high school, says that it was no big deal. And, I mean, how can that not be a big deal? And then you're trying to dig up something from high school to dirty the reputation of Judge Kavanaugh. And as a matter of fact, you're right, there were 75 women who went to school with Brett Kavanaugh who wrote their own letters about his character. And not in one of those 75 letters from those women,
wow,
did they say that there was anything that he did that was inappropriate. We have to remember Feinstein, you know, Feinstein excused the behavior of Bill Clinton, yes, with Monica Lewinsky.
But Barbara, even more recent than that.
Okay.
We have Keith Ellison,
who is
deputy chairman of the Democratic National
Convention.
Committee.
That's right. Committee, right.
And his girlfriend, this happened recently, alleged that he abused her, and the Democrats refused to investigate that.
Right.
Now, we're not talking decades ago, which we're talking about in the case of Brett Kavanaugh. We're talking about, like, maybe a year ago. the Democrats have no interest in investigating whether their deputy of the DNC abused women. They have no interest in this.
Absolutely. No interest at all.
They're so hypocritical.
Absolutely. You know, they're doing their best to try to smear Kavanaugh, just like they did Clarence Thomas. The Democrats, you know, tried to smear Justice Clarence Thomas with Anita Hill.
Yes.
So this is part of their MO. I'm going to make a call to all registered Democrats and those who are faithful Democrats. Look at what this party is producing. If you are an American with a conscience, with morals, how can you continue to support what their history tells you that they'll do? They'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll smear. And I'm not going to say Republicans are perfect.
Right.
But they go overboard. I mean, these hearings have become outrageous with, what is her name, Kamala Harris?
Lying, Kamala Harris, senator from California, junior senator, who allegedly slept her way to the top by having an affair with a married Willie Brown, former mayor of San Francisco. She has the nerve to question. She had the nerve to question Brett Kavanaugh about his views on marriage. And then you had, oh, silly Cory Booker, just silly. I am Spartacus for releasing emails from Kavanaugh that were already approved for release. He tried to give the impression that he's willing to break the rules of the Senate in order to release these emails, and they had already been approved for release. He is a liar, he's phony, and he's very shallow.
Absolutely. Let me just read something that I got from the American Thinker, and it's dated September the 14th, 2018. Keep in mind that all the leftist positions are intellectually indefensible. So they've long since given up trying to use facts, reason, or logic to convince people that the left is right. Rather, it's all about emotionals and personal attacks.
Yes.
And the use of tyrannical force by trying, by force. Okay. They are trying to confuse voters by declaring that every rational person who disagrees with the left is a Nazi.
Yes.
Deplorable.
Yes.
Racist. Mm-hmm. Homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
Hater is the left's only rhetorical tool, along with lying about everything, of course. Once again, I got this from the American Thinker.
What's the date on that, Barbara?
I gave the date, which was September the 14th, 2018. And you can find it under the heading of Dianne Feinstein prepares a death blow for Kavanaugh.
Well, Dianne Feinstein has no
Feinstein, I don't really care.
Right. At the end, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But Dianne Feinstein should really be embarrassed. She's a senior member of the Senate. She herself should have known that this, what she prepared for the FBI, the FBI is not investigating it. It's worthless.
It's worthless.
We're going back, 30 years or whatever.
It's another lie.
Because he interacted with a girl. He's a man. He was a growing boy.
They don't even have a witness to that. And there's no one that is substantiating what she's trying to claim. There's no one. They have no witnesses.
To try to derail this man and smear his reputation is pathetic.
You know,
it's evil. But Barbara, you and I were talking off the air, and what we've noticed what is in that article you just read.
Yes.
And I've been on Twitter a lot recently promoting your book, and the attacks on conservative women are just outrageous. I read a tweet the other day on the attack on Dana Loesch, who's a member of the NRA. She's been on Fox and Friends, well-known conservative woman. And one woman wrote, "I'm an older woman, and I don't advocate violence, but I want your husband to beat you every day on video." I mean, it was so vile that actor James Woods, who has over 1 million followers on Twitter, asked all of his followers to reach out to Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, and I did so myself. The level of hatred, the level of evil that is directed toward conservatives is unprecedented, where they want conservatives to be physically assaulted, even killed. Just like Peter Fonda said a few weeks ago, he wanted Barron Trump God forbid, to be kidnapped and put in a cage with a pedophile. Are there any limits to the hatred, Barbara?
No.
Do they
no
know
limits.
About
there are
do the
no
liberals,
limits.
Leftists know a point where they must stop in this?
No. You know, the Bible talks about the wicked and they have vile imaginations.
Wow.
So that's all you're seeing is what the Bible has already described. So there is nothing new under the sun. We have to be aware of how vile and vulgar that they can become. How they have no respect for human life. That's why they are so afraid of Kavanaugh, because they are so afraid of Roe versus Wade being disturbed, because they believe in abortions. Mm. They don't believe that human life, it's valuable in the womb. If it's inconvenient to anyone.
Mm.
And so these are just vile imaginations. You know, as I look through this article and, you know, this stuff from, you know, American Thinker. And it's, I would suggest that you look up this article and read the whole article yourself, because these tyrannical people on the left, if they can't control the court, they're going to try to delegitimize it. Mm. That's another point that was made in this article.
Mm.
But they want to put on their people that, like Obama, put on the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And the thing about it is that the Republicans help put these people on the court. Mm-hmm. Because the Republicans, I don't think, are quite as nasty and vicious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But these people are being very vicious, being very nasty. And the hearings, the first day of the hearings, or the second day, approximately 70 people were arrested, including what's her name, Linda
Sarsour.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was there also.
Mm.
Of course she's going to be there, because with her Muslim persuasions,
want to
overthrow the American system.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why she's there.
Right.
Because the Bible, the book that she reads, it's not a Bible, but the book that she reads says, no one has a right to worship anyone other than Allah.
I want to just dovetail on that.
Uh-huh.
Because although in the Muslim faith, I'm sure that abortions are forbidden, they are siding with the Democrats because the Democrats are not strong on American security. The Democrats don't care that this, not all Democrats, but most, based on their behavior, the secular left, I really should be more specific, they don't care how this country, and that it was that this country is founded, and that it was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
And that they detest.
People like Sarsour, Linda Sarsour, see the weakness and the gaps in the Democratic Party, and they then can bring their Islamic ideals into the Democratic Party. Although Muslims are against homosexuals getting married, Muslims are against abortion, based on what I know, but they're willing to ride the Democrats' coattails if it means that they can introduce Sharia law and their beliefs into the American
system.
Well,
you just said the key word. Through the Democrats, they see that there is a way to introduce Sharia law into our American system. Now, if Sharia law works so well, why are they coming over here?
Absolutely.
If everything was so kosher in their land, why are they here? Now, I understand she was born here.
Right.
But there's no one stopping her from leaving here.
Exactly.
Since she's one of the leaders of the women's marches and all of this stuff against Trump and all of that. Why didn't she just leave? And from what I understand, she's also tied to that camp in New Mexico.
Yes.
Where they were training young boy or young children.
Right.
To do school shootings.
Right.
Thank God the federal government has indicted them. Mm-hmm. Although the judge in New Mexico,
right,
we gave out her number a few weeks ago, released them, dropped the charges, let them go free, but they have been indicted by
Absolutely.
The federal courts.
Absolutely.
And thank God for that.
Right.
But people like what we see going on with Cory Booker, with Harris, with Feinstein, they're more linked with the agenda of the Muslims.
Yes.
And the illegal immigrants than they are with America and the foundings of America. That is our problem.
Yes, you're right.
And I'm really asking for all Americans.
Yes.
particularly those who have been loyal, maybe all of your life, to the Democratic Party.
Yes.
To please reconsider voting for a party that has abandoned the principles and the foundings of the United States of America.
Absolutely.
Please reconsider your allegiance to them, because they are destroying what has been built over 200 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A country that has provided opportunities for people from all over the world.
Absolutely.
And they want to destroy it because they don't like our foundings. That's why the leftists are so irritated with someone like Trump, who has the nerve to say we're going to say Merry Christmas, who has the nerve to invoke the name of God, and then his wife holding, having a rally and reciting, I think it was the Lord's Prayer. They hate that. And people in America who have a conscience, who love this country, who want people protected in this country from those who want to do us harm, please reconsider your loyalty to this party. I am a registered Democrat. I voted just, Thursday in the primary in New York against Cuomo. I made sure I did that. And people say, well, why don't you change your party? What difference does it make, as long as my heart is in the right place to vote for who's best for America, regardless of party? It doesn't make any difference what label is on my name.
Right.
That's how I look at it. And then people say, well, you should change your party. This way I can talk with my urban co-dwellers. And when they say you must be a Republican, I can say, honestly, no, I am just like you. I'm a registered Democrat. Mm. But I refuse to go against, number one, God. Number two, go against my country. Number three, go against the future of this nation for any party.
Mm. Powerful, Barbara.
It's true, though.
Very powerful. And that kind of passion is also in your book, Escaping the
Racism of Low Expectations.
And fortunately, it's doing well. We wanted to do even better. But this passion is not just acting. It's not for public display. This is how you feel to your core.
And this is how I feel from in my core for a long time. This just didn't happen this election. This didn't happen last year. This happened way back when I was a brainwashed Democrat and I couldn't vote for Bill Clinton.
I want to just talk about this a little bit, because
yes,
you and I were talking about some newer black conservatives like a Candace Owens. Nothing against Candace. I wish her well. But what our desire is that we're not focusing just on one or two people and blocking out other people and not building a conservative forum. What we'd like to do, with your book being our foundation, because it represents who you are as a black conservative, we'd like to build a coalition.
That's correct.
People would be surprised at the number of black people. They don't really understand conservatism, but they know they like what Donald Trump is doing. They know he's doing a better job than Obama. And we'll get to Obama in a few seconds. But they don't know how to frame it and shape it. So what would help is for people like Candace Owens and others to set up meetings in New York City and other urban locations like in Los Angeles, and really talk to people who are not conservatives, help them to understand what we're about, and build a conservative coalition. Because your point is, and we were talking earlier, Barbara,
and
Senator Susan Collins of Maine has been threatened.
Yes, she has.
Her staff has been threatened with rape. Again, we're talking about these vile attacks.
And I want to thank my friend in Massachusetts, Dennis, for bringing that to my attention, and I looked it up, and I'm shocked.
Mm.
Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. But Susan Collins has also been threatened with a millionaire's withholding some money. I think so.
That's correct.
Correct me. And with a conservative coalition in place, we can have enough money to say to Senator Collins,
don't worry
vote
about
for
it.
Kavanaugh, don't worry about it. We have your back.
That's right. Yeah. If she votes for Kavanaugh, they've promised to take that $1 million and give it to her opponent. If she doesn't vote for him, then they're saying that they'll give her the $1 million. Wouldn't it be wonderful if a conservative organization, if a conservative band of patriotic people had enough to say, don't worry about that. You vote for what's going to be good and who's going to be good for America. And he has more than enough qualifications. And he has the character and everything to support that he should be on that Supreme Court. Don't worry about that, because we will help you and match or double anything anyone can threaten you with. That's what we need to form. We need to form a coalition of conservatives for America.
Right. And I understand.
And maybe we'll have to take that on and start it.
We may have to take that on and start it, because it's fine if someone wants to be a superstar and the media puts this person or that person on a platform. But really what the desire, at least in my opinion, should be, is to not only spread the message, but go into areas, be willing to talk to people who are not conservatives and explain why you're a conservative.
Absolutely.
But talking and preaching to the choir all the time, to conservative audiences all the time, is not going to help expand the base. And that's what I'd like to see happen.
Right.
But the vile attacks on conservative women, I mean, it's unprecedented.
Just on conservatives, period, I believe.
On conservatives, period,
yes.
Is unprecedented. I
yes.
don't even remember this going on when President Reagan was in office.
No,
two
I don't
terms.
Think so either.
I don't think it was this deep. I don't think it was this vile. I think the left is running scared. I like what you read in that article from the American Thinker, that because they have not been able to convince the average American
Absolutely.
That their agenda is right or the right course for the United States, they've gone to personal attacks. And it not only, I mean, I know on Twitter, I have black leftists who've called me coon, traitor, all these ugly terms, because they can't win on logic.
Well,
they cannot win on, let's talk about abortion for a minute, for a second,
all right,
Barbara.
All right, what Chelsea Clinton said.
Chelsea Clinton, I mm-hmm. talked about a few weeks ago, I spoke about the fact that she said abortion has been good for an economy, for the economy.
But yet and still she had two children, so she didn't help the economy.
Thank you. And then Chelsea Clinton recently said it would be unchristian to stop abortions. I don't know what Christianity she's referring to. And then we had Congressman Al Green from the Texas 9th District in Texas, Democrat. He said that I owe it to unborn generations to impeach Trump. But if you're pro-abortion, with so many black women having abortions, what are you talking about? You owe it to unborn generations.
And that's just what I put on Facebook, because with them, there wouldn't be any, with their platform, which is abort, 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 there wouldn't be any future generations. More babies are aborted in New York City
by black women
than are born. We are committing genocide, self-genocide. We don't need any Ku Klux Klan. We don't need anybody. We're doing it to ourselves, and then top that off with black-on-black crime.
Absolutely.
So that's we're destroying ourselves.
Absolutely.
So what future generations is he talking about?
Yeah.
Because their platform doesn't want future generations to be born. He wants them destroyed.
Mm.
He owes it to future generations to stop supporting abortion.
Right.
He owes it
yep.
to America to stop being so hateful talking about the president that people legally voted into office. He owes it to us to be dignified and represent the United States of America as he should. That's what he owes.
Absolutely. And on the other side of the break, I think we have one coming up at 3:25. I want to talk about Obama. I think former President Barack H. Obama is so filled with jealousy against Donald Trump's success.
Mm-hmm.
He just can't stay quiet. If the Democrats think by hauling out Barack Obama that he's going to help them in the midterms, I have news for them. They're not going to win. Republicans are going to maintain the House, and I think they'll even gain more seats and retain the Senate.
Well, the bottom line is, if we want to maintain America and not have it be run over by Marxists and socialists,
yeah.
then the Republicans should overwhelmingly win, because the other party is anti-American,
yeah.
anti-morals, and just anti-protection of the American citizens. We'll be right back. Stay with us on our Urban Story.
Try Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And here we are back with our urban story. And Ms. Diamond, you said you had something you wanted to talk about?
Yes, I just want to update on Hurricane Florence. I'm just reading Breitbart.com. At least five dead as Florence thrashes the Carolinas. So please be careful. I thought it had died down, but it's caused at least five deaths so far. Sorry, so please be careful in the Carolinas. Our prayers are with you. I'm reading here where the firefighters Some firefighters kneeled in prayer where two were killed. So our prayers are with you in South and North Carolina. Be safe. Be careful. I want to read part of what you read from the American Thinker.
Okay.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, I think this sums up where the secular left is today. And the secular left has become dominant in the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
Keep in mind, I'm quoting from the American Thinker, September 14th, article by Tom Trinco. Quote, keep in mind that all the leftist positions are intellectually indefensible. So they've long since given up trying to use facts, reason, or logic to convince people that the left is right. Rather, it's all about emotions and personal attacks and the use of tyrannical force. And I'll stop there.
Uh-huh.
Unquote. Because that is really what sums up what we're seeing today.
Absolutely. Barbara. That's why it's so important for those of you who have been voting Democrat all of your life, since you were a child, and you know in the black community, black equals Democrat. That goes without saying. But right now, our country is at stake. Because we need people in those seats that are going to support the president. The president isn't doing anything to harm America. As a matter of fact, the U.S. doesn't currently recognize Palestinian territories as an independent state. And what he has done, he has closed the Palestine Liberation Organization mission in Washington. That has been closed. And why has that been closed? Because they are terrorists. Period. That's all, you know, that's it. What, you wanted to say
yeah,
something?
Yeah, let me just disagree with you slightly.
Okay.
I don't think all Palestinians are terrorists.
I didn't say that.
But the culture, Mom.
I know, but I didn't. I never said all. But
no.
The only thing I'm saying is that he closed that office in Washington. And he has more information on their activities than we will ever have. And also, because the UN may have recognized them as an independent state, but we don't.
I totally agree with President Trump.
Yes,
has done.
Okay.
That should have been done a long time ago.
That's correct.
Because this whole PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, is built on a lie. Why was it built on a lie? The Palestinians have a day they call Nakba. Which in Arabic, I'm not an expert. It's a horrendous thing. It's horrible because the Jewish state was recognized in 1948. The Palestinians want to pretend that Jews just showed up in 1948.
And
that's a lie. There was never a country called Palestine. That is a recent construct by Yasser Arafat.
Absolutely.
And he was successful in pushing it down the throats of Americans and Europeans who bought that BS propaganda. There is no such thing as the Palestinian people. They are Arabs, largely from the country of Jordan.
Absolutely. 22 Arab nations, that's where they originated from. In addition to that, the United States will no longer commit further funding to a floored operation. And that is, you know, the United States supplies nearly 30% of the total budget of the UN Relief and Works Agency. And we're going to be saving nearly 300 million of planned support that we were giving to the UN agency.
We don't have time to really break it down.
Absolutely.
But we need to break this down, why it's important for Donald Trump to stop the funding. This is all on propaganda. This is BS.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that we need senators, Congress people who are going to support the president, because the president is doing miraculous things for the betterment of America, with the people, the families of those who commit homicide are not going to be getting any of our dollars. Now, those are all pluses. And look at the economy. You know, these people on the left cannot see the truth, and they cannot see facts, and they cannot see anything good. And, you know, I was talking to my son, and he made a very good point. Another reason why they hate Donald Trump so much is, what do they do besides politics?
Mm.
You know, Nancy Pelosi now, with her position, she has this farm and, you know, the vineyard and all
that's
that.
That's run by her husband, and that's why they're multi-millionaires.
You don't see any of them that can go back into a real estate business?
Good point.
Do they have, when you drive down the West Side Highway, what name do you see? I see Trump, 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 Trump. All of this was done not by being in politics. And I think it was Harry Truman that said the only way you get rich in politics is to be a crook.
Mm.
I'm not sure if it was him or not, but one notable ex-president said that. But the bottom line is they have nothing but politics to fund everything that they do. Mm. They get rich in politics. Mm. They don't have a business that they can return to. And that may be another thing that causes them to hate Trump so tremendously, because he doesn't need to be reelected. He doesn't need to be in the White House because he has houses all over the world. But they hate him, and I believe that they hate him because I don't know his positions when he was doing business, but I do believe in this office of president, he's doing more praying. Because I don't think he's used to a vicious world, because real estate is vicious also. But I don't even know if it was at the level that this is. When you have people like Joe Scarborough saying that he did more harm.
Oh, my God.
Than the terrorists did on 9/11.
Joe Scarborough of MSNBC.
That is so. Yeah.
Is absolutely a vile human being.
Very
I
vile.
Say things like that about pedophiles, murderers, wife beaters. I reserve that. I reserve saying that about a human being.
Absolutely.
To say that President Trump has done more harm.
Is worse for America than attacks.
On 9/11 2001.
Right.
Is beneath contempt. And Joe Scarborough, who's actually a former Republican congressman from Florida, believe it or not, he really needs to look himself in the mirror, and he needs to ask God to forgive him. And he hasn't, if he has any decency, he would, even if he tweets it out, he would ask President Trump to forgive him. To say that, you have to be a darkened person in your heart.
I think people who go that low and who are that vile are godless. They don't believe in the God of the Bible. They have these vile imaginations, because who in the world could imagine that? And, you know, I just found something, you know, on the day the new Congress convened this year, Senator Dianne Feinstein introduced legislation to route $25 billion, listen to that now, in taxpayer money to a government agency that had just awarded her husband's real estate firm a lucrative contract to sell foreclosed properties at compensation rates higher than the industry rooms. Now, listen to that. She intervened on behalf of the Federal Deposit Insurance Company to make sure that her husband's company was awarded $25 billion in taxpayer money. Americans, don't you think it's time for a change?
It's not a problem just for her. It's a problem with Claire McCaskill down in Missouri.
Absolutely.
They use their positions to enrich their families.
What about Maxine Waters?
Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, they use their positions to help their husbands who may be in construction, who may work in California vineyards with the wine. They use their positions to enrich themselves. That's all they have. Whereas Donald Trump, he doesn't need
a
salary.
He's
a self-made billionaire. He is, his grandfather was an immigrant to this country.
From Germany.
And look what Donald Trump has achieved. And just, he's just
absolutely
really one generation away from being, from immigrants.
I can't call out to Americans who support these people enough. Dedicated, loyal to this party. Enough is enough. Enough of this corruption is enough. We are exposing it. We're telling you about it. And we're pleading with you to let your conscience be your guide and do what's best. Number one, do what's pleasing to God and with some honesty. And if you don't even believe in God, then do what's best for your country. Your country is not best served by crooks, by thieves, and by people who will constantly lie to you. We need to find people, or try to elect people of character, who love this country, who will support this country, and who don't fight against the founding principles, traditions, and ethics of the United States of America.
You know, there are a lot of people who call themselves Christians, and I'm not here to question anyone's Christianity.
I will.
But then who vote for politicians who support abortion on demand up until the ninth month.
That's right.
You have black people who are more passionate about Colin Kaepernick, a millionaire football player, than they are about black-on-black crime in Chicago. Colin Kaepernick is no hero. He's anti-American. His girlfriend is a Muslim.
That's right.
Who probably influenced him to kneel at the national anthem. Nike hired him to do a campaign, sacrifice, even if it means,
I don't get the slogan,
but it's basically sacrifice. Do stand up for what's right, even if it means sacrificing everything. He is not a hero. Colin Kaepernick is not a hero. And I would urge more people to drop Nike. Nike lost over close to $4 billion within days of announcing Colin Kaepernick campaign. A Christian university in Georgia is the latest entity to drop Nike for their use of the uniforms. They dropped Nike uniform. And there's another university, it slips my head right now, the Ozark University of College, that's dropped Nike as well.
That's
Colin
good.
Kaepernick is no hero. The men and women of our military, they are the true heroes. They have sacrificed everything. Our police officers put their lives on the line every day,
they are
the true heroes. I'm not going to defend a black millionaire football player. All he's doing is throwing. At the end of the day, he's throwing a ball.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
At the end of the day, that's what it is.
And then he wore socks that, you know, depicting cops as pigs and all of that.
As pigs and all that. He is not a hero. More people should boycott Nike. I think it's offensive.
Absolutely.
If they wanted to talk about a hero, they could have used a member of the military who's given his or her life. That's the essence of sacrificing everything.
Absolutely.
If you believe in something, sacrifice everything for it. Colin Kaepernick is no hero, and I'm just a little upset with black people who are more passionate on Twitter and Facebook about Colin Kaepernick than they are about the murder of black people
every day. That's
in
right.
Chicago. Every day someone's getting shot in Chicago. And that leads me to Obama.
That's
Barack
right.
Obama.
And then we need to mention the preacher at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Yeah, Reverend Jasper Williams.
Williams, that's right.
But let's talk about Obama. I don't want him to slip through the cracks here. Because Obama has done something pretty unprecedented. Usually, presidents, after they've got left office, they do not talk about their successor. If they have issues with their successor, they talk about them in private. That's the polite thing to do. Excuse me. President Barack Obama's former president, thank God, is jealousy of Donald Trump. And there's really no other way for me to put it. He's jealous. He's envious. When Barack Obama was president, problems with the economy were blamed on his predecessor, George W. Bush.
Absolutely.
Bush got blamed for a lot. Bush didn't say a word. He didn't say a word.
He didn't. That's why I'm disgusted with him the way he come out against Trump now.
He didn't say nary a word.
Not a word.
When Obama and his ilk and his administration blamed George W. Bush. So now here we are with we're into Trump's presidency, less than 2 years into Trump's presidency, and he has done a great job with the economy. In fact, the United States is the largest producer of crude oil, and someone out there, please correct me if I'm wrong, than any other country in the world, including Saudi Arabia. We have outpaced Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
So now Obama's taking credit. He's taking credit for this economy that has been revived under Donald J. Trump. So which is it? Now, it's really unbelievable to me. It was Bush's fault when the economy was sinking under Obama. But now Obama's taking credit because now the economy is doing well again.
Well, you know what? He shows just how delusional he is. And he shows how he distorts the truth.
Yeah.
Period. Just like, you know, when they said he killed Obama, it was George Bush who started Osama bin Laden, who first sent them out to, you know, to hunt down.
Yes.
He takes credit where he shouldn't take credit.
Exactly.
And he will not take responsibility for anything. But one thing we know his record. We know how divisive he was. We know that race relations in America were not as what's the word I'm trying to use, was not as horrible as they had become under Obama.
Right.
Between him and Eric Holdup and Al Sharpton, they made matters worse in America, because we have come a long way in this country. If we had not come a long way, how in the world did he get elected as president?
Exactly.
13% of the population could not have put him in office.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
And he's another one who doesn't even mention black on black crime. This was happening when he was in office. He didn't mention, he didn't do anything about it.
Nothing.
Just ignored it like it didn't exist.
Exactly.
Now he wants to take credit for what he did not do, because businesses were closing up. He was known as the food stamp president. Now we have at least 2 million people less on food stamps because they have jobs. Jobs were packing up, closing up, moving away. And now we have them staying or returning.
Well, the black entrepreneurship is
400%. Yeah,
absolutely up 400%.
Up 400%, not under the 50% black Obama, but under 100% Donald Trump. That's the truth of the matter. And he needs to go. Well, you know what? He was a community organizer. He doesn't know anything except what he's doing right now. I don't even know how people had confidence enough to elect him as president and then reelect him. Because when meeting with foreign dignitaries, he was bowing down. Donald Trump is standing up, telling them, you pay tariffs and you're going to pay your fair share even at the UN. And we are going to stop some of the money that's been just hemorrhaging out to these countries. And we should be proud of our president. We should be proud of our country. And for those like Kaepernick and whomever, who can't stand him, why don't they leave? Why don't they pack up and leave? If he's such a horror, he's such a nightmare, instead of all of this vile rhetoric that makes us sound like a third world underdeveloped country, which is embarrassing to the world. They should just leave, because we're doing better than we have done, just like at Google. And I have to thank Sarge in Massachusetts. Leaked internet Google video could fan charges of anti-conservative bias. You know, in the days following the 2016 presidential election, Google and them were all saddened at the election of Donald J. Trump. They were all saddened because we didn't get a socialist Marxist Hillary Clinton, and they didn't get her in office, and they all predicted it. But like Franklin Graham said, they forgot the God factor.
Absolutely.
God intervened. And for Christians who say, I saw something on Twitter, and this person, I know who put it on there, professes to be a Christian and said, oh, we need to pray to God for our president. And I thought it was going to be something positive. Then as I read on further, it says that he will leave office. Well, let me tell you, and anyone else, and you'll see it in my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. I have a chapter on clergy chatter. People need to understand God does not contradict himself. The God of the Bible in Romans 13 says that he is the one who allows people to be in these positions. So how in the world would Christians, a real Christian, pray to God for Donald Trump to resign and get out of office? That's contradictory.
Absolutely.
So if you call yourself a Christian, don't put anything out there like that, because it shows that you are a confused person. You're talking, if you want God, that has to be the little g God for him to resign, because the little g God had nothing to do with Donald Trump being in that position. The big G God of the Bible is the one who put him there, and he says to give respect and to give honor. Don't call yourself a Christian if you're not going to abide by the word of God.
Absolutely.
And see, my book outlines how we go to church, we clap our hands, we stomp our feet, we say praise the Lord, we know all of the platitudes, and we just have a good time, and there's no mention of obedience to the word of God.
You know, we want to get into Reverend Jasper Williams of Atlanta.
Yes, we do.
Very, very shortly. But I want to tell you, chapter 11 of your book is very powerful. If you want to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the state, the current state of the black church and why it seems ineffective in light of all the black on black crime, read Barbara from Harlem's dynamic book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. Chapter 11 is a revelation.
Yes.
It will open your eyes to the issues going on in the black church and why the black church, not all black churches, but most are ineffective against the breakdown of the black family.
That's right.
And it leads me to Reverend Jasper Williams. Go.
And it also shows why we have over 70% of black children born out of wedlock, even though we have churches 3 and 4 and 5 on one block.
Right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, Reverend Jasper.
No, you go ahead. Reverend Jasper Williams, and he officiated at the going home service of Aretha Franklin. She chose him. He made it known that she chose him to do it because 34 years ago, he eulogized her father.
Right.
And he got up there and he started talking about where is the black man's soul? Mm. Because he mentioned the black on black crime. Mm. He says, do black lives matter? And he says, no. Mm. Do black lives matter? No, they don't. Mm. He says, until black people stop killing one another, they don't matter.
There you go.
He mentioned about the fatherless program. How over 70% of the black children are born without a father in the home. He mentioned that black women cannot raise a strong black man.
Wow.
He told truth. He spoke truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go on YouTube and you can hear it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Stevie Wonder got up there and said, yes, black lives do matter. No, all lives matter. Mm-hmm. And Reverend Jasper Williams was correct. Mm. Until we start getting back in touch with God, who will be in your soul, because, you know, you got to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Absolutely.
And for him to be in your soul, then you can stop killing one another. But we've forgotten about God. We've put God on the side, and we've been doing our own thing, and look what it has produced. So now he's going to be on the we don't like him list.
Well,
Bill Cosby got on that list when he said the things he said.
Well, Aretha Franklin's family thought that his eulogy was inappropriate.
Absolutely.
But I must say this. The Holy Spirit may have guided Reverend Williams.
That's what it is.
Reverend Williams knew that millions of people would be interested in Aretha Franklin's funeral. And he knew that the urgency of the matter, because almost daily someone is getting shot in Chicago. I don't think I'm exaggerating.
Absolutely.
This. On the south side of Chicago, it is out of control. So no, black lives don't matter to black people when we're one of the leading. We're getting abortions like crazy, and we're killing each other. This is one of the reasons why the black population is stagnant at 12 to 13%.
Mm-hmm.
As you said earlier in the show, Barbara, and you're right, it's a self-imposed genocide.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And it's a shame. And now, it may not have been the appropriate forum, but I thank God, Reverend Williams said what he said.
But Miss Diamond, I slightly disagree with you, because if the Holy Spirit guided him
right
to say that was the correct forum.
Gotcha.
There is no doubt about it.
Right.
And evidently Aretha Franklin had some confidence in what he would do and say if she chose him.
Right.
And God used that time to get a message out that needs to be heard
all over
the United States and the world. So I have to say it was appropriate.
Gotcha.
Because as long as he didn't stand up there with a lot of fillers, let's praise the Lord here. And I get so sick of that when I go to most of these services.
And quite frankly, most of us already know Aretha's history, her life.
Absolutely.
We know that. We didn't need to hear that repeated. So what he said was extremely important.
It was very important, and it needed to be said. And she wasn't afraid of what he was going to say because she chose him.
This is true. Before we part, Barbara, we have about a minute left.
Okay.
I want to briefly mention, we're going to get into John Kerry and his shadow diplomacy with Iran next week. I want to talk about Paul Manafort. Uh-huh. This does not impact Trump. This whole Mueller, Robert Mueller investigation, they need to be investigated.
They do.
I think we need a special prosecutor for Robert Mueller, certain members of the FBI. This is out of control. This is a waste of taxpayers' money. There's no collusion. Sorry.
And there's no way any of these people could ever tell their children or their grandchildren to be good sports if you lose.
Good point.
They are not examples. Mm-hmm. They are so angry that a Hillary Clinton, Killary, I call her, did not win, that this is why this is ongoing. And it's nothing more than a witch hunt. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful time. Thank you for being with us. And don't forget to tune in again to our urban story.
And we hope all our Jewish friends had a happy Rosh Hashanah.
Amen.
That's it. I think we can.
State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DGVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DGVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.